Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Tuesday. First day of spring, right?
4:58 is nice. When it officially hits, I believe.
All right.
I think backpack's back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Pretty sure. I think it's an upgraded backpack.
Probably was down in Florida for a couple months and decided to come back. So, you know.
Was he named Backpack because he had a backpack, or was he named
Mark
Backpack
he
because
was a
Mark?
Backpack.
Yeah, Mark thought that he himself was a backpack.
He did look like
either
a
one's offensive, but yeah. Hey, welcome to the DGS.
Wow,
that's your legacy, Mark.
Yeah, you're looking out the window. Mark's like, I don't see him.
Yeah,
I don't see him. I just see a big red backpack.
That would be him. I go. Oh,
then he moved.
It's a moving backpack. So, All right.
I got nothing.
Great.
Two things.
Okay.
Number one, to everyone that has been responding and wishing me well wishes, thank you very much. For the other people that have said it's time for me to go, thank you very much.
Have you got anything mean?
A little bit. Yeah.
Really?
Just like hallelujah, like, you know.
Oh, well, that's people trying to be funny,
is
I
it?
Think.
Okay. But that's... we talked about this. It's very nice, and everybody's got a personal opinion, and it's. But the 99.9% have been positive, and it's very nice, and it's humbling, and I thank you very much for that. But the one thing, and we said this from day one. We said this from day one when we announced this Monday, that I am walking away from a full time position. I'm not going to work full time anymore. I may do some part time stuff. Maybe some music, whatever, but not just getting away from the full time and you guys. So that's pretty much what needed to do. And
mostly us. So it's not so much that you're retiring as much as it is that you're quitting.
You. Yes.
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 Right.
You can't quit me.
He's breaking up with us.
That's
but he's not.
But he may date.
Done dating.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and swipe left and right and I'll see
now
what
I'm
happens.
Now I'm not swearing off women.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Yeah. I'm just not going to sleep with you anymore. Yeah,
just certain women. And you guys
would be single, ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle. I just want to make sure that people, and I mean, people have been really, giant retirement party. And
why are you worried about people thinking that you're retiring?
Well, because if I pop up somewhere doing part-time, they're going to go, well, you like, we're lying. And no, it's.
He's got to get out in front of the story, Dave.
Will they talk like that?
My friends.
You're
working part-time.
It really is like your boyfriend breaking up with you and saying, I'm just not ready for a relationship right now. And then you see that he has a Tinder profile.
Yes. And it's happened to Beaner a couple of times and she's not happy. But that's why I just want to make sure I'm done with the rigorous 9-to-5 Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Yeah,
which I don't think I've ever worked in my entire life.
That 3-to-7 shift was pretty grueling.
Right. That's what I kept telling Fern, honey, I'm going to retire. And she's like, from what? You do nothing now. You talk for a living. Yeah, that's true. You got me on that. So
you're never going to get another A-list.
Never been on the A-list. I forgot.
It's weird.
That.
Dave has been.
Yeah, that's so odd.
I was going to say, you. It's never Dave. It's,
no room for both of us.
Yeah, Rachel, you can stay out of this, Dave. How come it's been always the Dave Glover, not the Dave Glover show?
Because it's the best DJ or something like that, or
I
the
think
best
it's pretty
host.
Self-evident.
Wow.
I mean, I guess I could.
Guys like
file
you
a
come
complaint.
And go close.
And you'll be going a week from this
it's
Friday.
It's been a revolving door.
That's right. Bring in the next train monkey. Put him on the air. See how he does. Wow.
Bring in this next one-trick pony. I'll turn
right.
into something.
What's this guy do? He's old. Sit him down.
10 years ago, it's this. Close, huh? Mark Close. Okay. Let's bring him in. Let's see what he can do.
Give him a run for the money. I'm not familiar with his work. How long has he been doing it? 38 years. That's all right.
He's just hitting his stride.
That's right. He's a new kid on the block.
How old is he?
The best is when people come back from out of town, they go, yeah, did you hear Close? And they're like, he's still around? They have most of them.
Weird. You were my age when you started with me. That's weird.
I guess, yeah, because it's, right about 64, 54, 55. Yep. Gave up that incredible sports talk career on 1380.
You were going places.
It stinks because that was truly your passion, and you gave it up to come over here.
Also, you loved being out live every day.
Oh, and up and down South Kings Highway in some of the finer bars. And, yeah, we just, we're, and especially.
By the time you ordered chicken wings, you were upside down.
You know,
like Blues Brothers to give
me
a bill.
We would trade it. All right, for chicken wings. Is that a 12-piece or 15? I think 12. It's all we
can
do.
Stay strong. Material. Hold out for the 15.
Yep. No. Oh,
we said we wouldn't do this anymore.
That's
We're going to start with jalapeno poppers and how you do.
We go, all right, we'll take some calls. All right, okay, you know.
McKinnon's faking phone calls.
Yes, with some calls.
I just think that sports are good because. Yeah,
he's got Vic sitting next.
What if Lou Brock was a robot?
Interesting thought.
Hey, Bob from Kirkwood.
Speaking of the A-List Awards, I'm going to put a link up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook right now. Go vote for Dave Glover for the best host. And vote for our pal Dave Murray for the best meteorologist. I assume this is his last year to win.
An even 10. And St. Louis Magazine promised me that if I ever won 3 A-lists, they'd put me on the cover.
And?
This just keeps making them look bad.
Yep. But there's no Dave Glover show.
It's just Dave Glover.
Okay, I'll vote. let me get right over there and start voting. Commence to voting.
How do people vote, Rich?
Go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. There's a link right there to take you to the St. Louis Magazine website. You do have to register to vote. It takes 2 seconds.
Okay.
And you can opt out of getting... I'm always like, I don't want to do stuff like that because I don't want to be signed up for an email list. You can opt out of that. So,
do you think I can talk about the places we're thinking about doing DGS Live? Is that not kosher?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I just, because people get all excited about it and then it falls through for whatever reason. Yeah. You got to work on scheduling.
Yeah.
You know, you're like a rock band. They got to find the right venue for you.
Sure.
And at the time of year, you know, we're trying to get Enterprise Center and it, you know, all of a sudden here comes.
Never know when Bon Jovi may be coming.
Britney Spears takes your place, you know.
Yeah.
That could hurt. So, yeah.
We're looking at one smallish place and one biggish place.
That's enough.
Okay.
That'll do it.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Rach, is there like a favorite reactor category in there anymore?
Best reactor? Nope, I'm not seeing that one. That's so weird that that's not a more common thing.
I nailed that one.
Jeff's been using that with the applicants to take your chair. I had lunch with one today, and Jeff said, Mark Close calls it the reactor chair.
You act, I react.
Yeah. We're going to have our first contestant come in next week, and he's going to sit in that chair. We're going to have you move.
I am against making Mark move. I just want the record
really
to show.
It was a moment. I came back from, I had lunch with a gentleman today who's a radio legend who's interested.
Yeah.
He's going to come in next week. And I told Rach, I'm like, yeah, he's going to come in. Rach said, while Mark's still here? I'm like, yeah, it'll be funny. Like, I'm going to have him sit in Mark's chair and make Mark sit in the corner. And she goes, dude, that's way mean. I'm like, well, okay. But he has to move chairs.
It would be, if I'm in the corner and somebody says something. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Nice.
I thought it'd be very
absolutely
DGS-ish.
I think it would be, and thank you for defending me.
Yeah.
Without her, I would have never been with you. But it's just, no, I think anyway we can have fun with it, and then that way I, you know what, afterwards, a little private meeting, I can give you thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Oh, you have to approve the person?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're breaking up with us, but then you have to approve the new boyfriend.
Who you can date, yes.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. It's in my
contract. That seems fair.
It's in my contract.
If you had a contract, you wouldn't be leaving.
I know. If I had a contract, I wouldn't be leaving.
And you know what? You are the last guy to not have a contract. Like, everyone here is going to have to sign a contract because of you. Yeah.
What?
Because you're able to just leave.
Well, yeah, but
they're
going
to lock down everybody. Way to go.
Rachel, we'll talk. Before you
I need
anything,
your help.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have
that's
to
my new
contract.
Part-time job, radio agent. There you go.
They're out there signing Taliban as we speak.
That's it. All right.
So we're going to go on a week-by-week basis.
That's right. We're giving a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are up for grabs.
He's like, I think you spelled Popeyes wrong.
Dave, you know how, was it yesterday or the day before you brought up, I can't believe Dave Murray knows my name and knows what kind of weather I like. I kind of keep having moments like that now. I mean, I've always had those moments with Mark, but now that I know you're leaving, I don't know, just like watching old videos and stuff. And we put up the video from your talk show that you did yesterday, mm-hmm. and that was so neat to see that. But then last night I was going through and watching old Facebook Live videos and watching the Stretch Armstrong video, which to me was one of the first moments you got like pretty weird, because he's gotten weirder in the past couple of years. That's a fact. But just like, I don't know, the whole making him stand in the corner thing. Yes, it's funny, but it's also like, we can't do that to Mark Close. We can't, after 47 years, be like, go stand in the literally in Close's corner while someone else sits and talks on your mic.
It's a done deal.
Yeah. He has no such reverence, but I do. Yeah.
You're turning me on this, right?
I was going to say, if he had any thought about being kind, it just went south. Oh, yeah.
And what,
oh,
yeah. And what did I tell you? Do you remember what I said in response to that?
Mm-mm.
He said, next Friday, his last day, will be a big going away party. Until then, he's mine.
Yeah. Really, since I'm still
I can't imagine why he wants to leave. It's
yeah, it's just, and you know, let me say something else too, and it's just a response. A couple people have brought up and said, what did you do to make him leave? What do you've been mean to him and all that, and it's true. It's absolutely true. The fact that they've been mean to me for
years. It made me suck Cheeto dust off his fingers.
I had to suck an egg out of Taliban's mouth. Dude, that even sounds gross saying it.
It's pretty disgusting.
I've had more fun doing the show than anything that I've ever done on radio. More fun. When I was at MRY and picking my own music musically, that was great fun. But this is just stupid. And I look for stupid. And man, I've hit the mother load.
You got lucky there.
A match made in heaven.
I couldn't ask for anything more. You know. And then Sue comes and takes it to another level.
Okay.
Real question.
Real question.
Yep.
We're bringing on the next person.
Mm-hmm.
We choose someone. We have the new Mark Close. And they come to you and close the door and say, what do I need to know? Give me the good. Give me the bad. What would you say?
Just let it out. Just have fun. Don't. And I will say this, being a reactor to an actor, sometimes you would, in other instances where I haven't done that much, where I've been like the second banana guy, but you would have to like wait For the main guy to do his thing. You've never been that way. We interrupt you constantly, which is probably a good thing, but we do that. You have never any idea that we've ever come up with. It's not one of those, okay, let me write this down and submit it to Dave. We just throw it out in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
There is no rhyme or reason to the show.
People wouldn't believe that.
No one believes it. I get home at night and Fern's like, what'd you talk about? And I go, I don't have a clue. It's so off the wall. It's so crazy that we just, but that's what's fun about it, because I think that's where some of the best stuff comes from. Mm-hmm. It's just top of mind and you throw it out.
And it's crazy because now I'm just praising both of you this segment, but Dave has the smallest ego of anyone with his level of success. Like there's never any, oh, I can't do that. I can't. Not that I would outshine him, but if any of us has something funny going on or has a good idea, he'll drop whatever he's doing and put the spotlight on someone else. And that's another reason why the show is so great, because we're not tiptoeing around this huge ego or, you know, he needs to be the big guy in the room. He wants to lift everybody else up.
Right. And you talk egos, big egos.
Oh my gosh.
She just walked in.
Oh my God, what a diva. Yeah. What a
This used
flipping...
to be a drama free show.
Oh
and now
my
it's
God.
Like...
It's like, we'll be in here. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Sue's here.
Thomas is like, where's my bubbly?
Yeah.
Yeah. We never had tension until she was foisted upon us.
Cut it with a knife. And it's like,
she's drunk. She's abusive.
Oh, and it's like,
remember when Jeff said a few months ago, hey, we've been doing this like traffic out of Chicago, but. Good news, we're going to have a local talent. We're like, really?
Yeah.
Yes, very well known, radio and television. We're like, who is it? And he's like, Sue Thomas. We're like, God!
And I said, I thought you said talent. Where's, just, and it's just, and when
he said huge.
Yeah, when she does the traffic, we're not allowed to speak.
No.
I mean, we all have to stand still.
No.
We're not even supposed to make eye contact with her. It's like working with Jennifer Lopez. Honestly,
it's in my
God.
Contract.
Or Jennifer Blum.
And a lack of talent. But it's like it's never ending. It never ends.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be brutally honest?
Please.
Okay, 47 years, calling it quits?
Oh, great.
Wow.
Now we know.
She, I'm looking at her and I'm like, I was shooting for 50, but I cannot do another 3 years with that.
I'm so glad I came to work today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 330. Thanks for all your feedback on Twitter. Twitter's, a dark place. I don't have a twit. But, man, what an amazing tool. It really can be. Like, it's just so immediate that several times a day, someone on Twitter will say something really funny that we'll steal. But just being able to say, like, hey, what do you want from the show? Would you like more of this? Would you like less of this? And it's just like, bam, immediate. Just so cool. So, what was the story about Twitter today? You were telling me earlier.
Oh, I have it here somewhere. It's not at the top of my mind.
Is that the Nunez thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a big story. Devin Nunez, who was the former majority leader of the judiciary.
Right.
And he is suing Twitter for $250 million.
I thought it was only $250,000.
No.
Okay.
It's like $250 million.
I obviously did a great job reading the article. Mm-hmm. But he's mad because these parody accounts exist, one being Devin Nunez's mom and Devin Nunez's cow, and they troll him. And from what I could see, nothing is particularly heinous. They're just, they don't like him. They're making fun of him. And some of the evidence that was submitted in these court documents, are, I mean, it makes you laugh out loud because they're just typical tweets where it's nothing, you know, he's not being threatened with bodily harm, but they are saying things like the cow account is saying that he's a treasonous cowpoke. And that was part of the evidence submitted saying they're harassing me. This is just so terrible. Devin Nunez's mom, he's mad because it's not his actual mom. And he's saying this is slanderous and you're blah, blah, blah. And then there was some meme about the human centipede, which wasn't at all graphic or anything.
I am very thin-skinned. It's one of the reasons I don't have social media. I don't want to see bad stuff about me. But even thin-skinned me thought it was fairly benign.
Yeah.
I thought the human centipede thing was really funny. It's just the human centipede in a cartoon form.
Right.
And it starts with Trump and then goes to this and then goes to that. Like, if someone did that with the DGS, I would think it's pretty funny.
But don't. Like that's a challenge, Dave.
Like that particular meme.
Right.
Which is like, oh, this guy says it, and then this guy repeats it, and then this guy does it. And
I mean, you're the lawyer, but it seems like a frivolous lawsuit to me. We're going to have Chet on at 4 to talk about it, and I'm thinking he's probably on the same page as us.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, trolling, people laugh it off and say, oh, you're just trolling, you're just being a jerk, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's that, and sometimes it is very heinous and awful.
I listened to a 3-hour podcast with Jack Dorsey and his primary attorney, and 3 hours. So I know more about the rules of Twitter than I ever needed to. But they just kept saying over and over and over and over again that it's repeated personal attacks that, for example, I could say, you know who's stupid? Polish people. My God. But if I say, hey, Mr. Wojciechowicz, you're so dumb that blah, blah.
Right.
That you're not supposed to be able to do. Now, it happens 100 million times a day. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But if you report it and say, someone's being mean to me because of my race or my whatever, then they'll send that person a warning. Hey, cut it out. And if they do it again, they'll give them like a 7-day suspension. And if they do it again, then they'll kick them off, you know. So at least that's what they say. Now, in practice, I don't know, because again, I'm not on the platform, but they talked a big game about you cannot go after individual people and be really mean.
I kind of see that.
Which I think would be great if that was,
if it was
true.
True.
Yeah, it's just, it's really interesting because I obviously haven't seen every tweet that was sent. I've seen probably from left-leaning media showing me the ridiculous examples.
Yeah.
But I am curious to see if there was anything that would actually you know, spark some sort of concern.
What do you think about that? Do you think that attacking someone personally should be off limits?
I think it's a personal choice. I think it's, are you a good person who doesn't want to make a personal attack, or are you a bad person who doesn't care if you're hurting another person? Part of freedom of speech is being able to be nasty, right? No, nothing in the law says that you have to be a nice person. You have to be a kind person.
But this has nothing to do with freedom of speech because it's a private company.
Right.
If you were at Twitter and you were in a big room and Jack Dorsey said, I think we're getting a little too mean. I think we should have an absolute ban on being mean to an individual. One strike and you're out. Would you say, yeah, I'm down with that?
I wouldn't if I were a shareholder, because that just seems like half of the users would never use it again.
Mm. And they just go somewhere
and
else.
And it's not to make Twitter sound like some sort of troll machine. It certainly exists in certain subsets. But people deserve to be able to, I mean, as much as we complained yesterday about people saying mean things about the show, if you have something you want to get off your chest, you're allowed to do that. Like I said, it's a personal choice. I'm not here to police someone from being themselves, but I think the majority of people either don't realize what they're doing, or it does get to a point where it's tacky, but unless you can prove that it's criminal, I wouldn't ban it.
Mark, what do you think? Would it be a better world if you were not allowed to attack someone personally on Twitter?
I mean, this civility would go up a ton, which we seem to be lacking. How about if we just say anybody that wants to make a comment about anybody else have to use your real name.
Right.
You can't
that
use
would go
it.
A long
you can't,
way.
You can't use a fake or whatever they call them, whatever. It's like, I'm Mark Close, and this is what I think about so-and-so. Yeah. I think it would cut it down 75%.
You're totally right.
Yeah, and it's right. And that also shows that you've got a little spine, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody can be anonymous and go after somebody. That bothers
me. So this is something interesting. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, too, about how Twitter had created, or maybe it was a third party, I don't know, but they had created a bot that was able to spot whenever someone was being mean or was being rude. And it would basically interfere in the conversation and say, hey, guys, we're getting a little nasty here. Maybe remember that you're two people tweeting at each other. You both have lives. You both have families, blah, blah, blah. The interesting thing was, it was only effective when that bot had lots of likes or lots of retweets.
Hmm.
So if the bot was something that was perceived as popular, perceived as positive, people would listen and they would reevaluate. But if it was a tweet that had two faves and you go to the bot's followers and it has 14 followers, it'd be like, what are you talking about? Get out of here. Blah.
Yep. I remember they said that. That it also had to do with reach.
Yeah.
If you have a million followers, they're going to come down on you real hard.
Sure.
But if you've got 30 people, they don't care.
But it's also like you can, if you have a lot of followers, it's easier for you to influence other people to be better people.
Mm.
They don't want to listen to someone unless they're already popular. That's crazy. I also had the thought this morning of people seem to band together to troll and be negative and take someone down. We talk about the Twitter mob all the time, and it's happened with all these media people, and even just yesterday, J.K. Rowling, people are going after her. What if we made mobs of positive people? Or what if you created an anonymous account and all you did was talk somebody up? Is that just not as fun? Is that why that doesn't happen? And even if it's not as fun, is that something that we as a collective, all the good guys, all the positive people in the world, all the people who want to see a change, is that something we could work on together and start consciously lifting each other up?
I think that will never happen. But something like that could happen would be a mob that goes after the mob.
Yes.
It's sort of like if on the playground, the bully's going to beat up the nerd, and a couple of not as big as the bullies, but together we can take you, say, you got to come through us first.
Yep.
That if you see someone doing something like that on Twitter, if it became a thing where people, you know, really did it, if a mob went after the mob and said, like I did my whole rant yesterday, hey, shut up. When Beto O'Rourke says this, it's clearly a dumb joke. Get a life. Does that happen much?
I see it happen on our show pages when someone's being really negative. I've seen people step in on our behalves before, and it's like, wow, that's so cool. Yeah. I don't see it as much on a grander scale. Maybe I'm not looking for it. But a lot of times what you'll see on Twitter is if a mob is going after someone and someone does step in and say, like, clearly they were kidding, they usually get shouted down.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That if the mob, it now exists to shout people down, then fair game. there should be a bigger mob, because yes, there is a bigger mob.
Yes.
I refuse to believe that the a-holes are the biggest majority of people
out
there.
They outnumber the good people.
But one person going up against 30, let's say, you're going to get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people probably don't do it. The same way that one person going up against three bullies. But if you had 300 people who are saying, what are you doing? What, mm-hmm, you know?
Or some way that they could, whether it's a flip test or not, you're snarky and you're going after somebody and you're just being just an a-hole to them. Flip it. Go to the person and go, you know what? Now it's your turn. Now we're going to be really snarky at you. And I would think most people are going to go, yeah, okay, I went too far. I would hope that the civility level is there, that most people would think, all right, that was a little nasty.
This is a couple days old, but we didn't talk about it. What did you guys think of the egg kid?
Egg boy.
Egg boy. Do you know this, Mark?
I do not.
Rach?
Nobody looks good in the egg boy story. So the egg boy cracks an egg over an Australian politician's head.
Oh, okay. I did see, yes.
Yeah, and then
and the guy turns around and pops
him
one.
Beat the kid, yeah.
You're right.
It was crazy. And then, of course, there's a GoFundMe and everyone's donating thousands of dollars to egg boy. I think he turned around and gave it to the victims of the shooting. I think it's really tacky, once again, to crack an egg over someone's head. I think a lot of people would consider that assault. And I also think that the pushback was a little intense. I'm sure some people would argue, well, it's a politician, it's a security concern, blah, blah, blah. I just think everybody looks bad. And isn't it crazy that we always have to have a hero in a story? There's always, yeah, he was wrong to crack the egg, but since they beat him up so bad, he's a good guy and we're going to send him money. That doesn't make any sense.
Did they? I saw the video briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I know he popped him in the chops.
A couple times.
Did it get worse than that?
They had him in a headlock and stuff.
Who, security did? Or I just saw the politician turn around and smack him a couple times.
They smacked him, and then I think about two other people approached him.
I'll say this. If you go up to anyone, but certainly a politician, not that they're better than us,
right?
But if you make physical contact with another person, you kind of get
what's coming.
What you get.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And you look at this. I always go back, who instigated it?
The egg
guy,
boy.
Yeah, exactly. He started it. He started, and this guy responded. I'll be honest, if someone comes up to me and bang, I'm not going to just go, hey, don't do that again. I'm probably going to get it. I'm going to push
him. Even just
out
of natural reaction.
Exactly. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keep it shy of 4 p.m. Let's see, what do we need you to do? We need you to go to 971talk.com/merch and buy our merchandise. The clothes shirts, when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. And, I mean, those really will be a collector's item. I thought they were really cool shirts to begin with, but now that Mark's leaving, you know, obviously. Go where to vote for A-List?
Go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. I posted a link to St. Louis Magazine's website. It'll take you right there.
Can I call out some people for being full of crap?
Yeah.
One on both sides. Tlaib, who's this very super progressive representative, was saying that anyone who is for the border wall is for white supremacy. Just go outside and practice falling down.
Yeah.
You're just so full of crap. No one believes that. No one buys that. On the other end of the spectrum, Mick Mulvaney, who is the acting chief of staff, was on the Sunday shows this last weekend talking about Congress voting against the emergency border wall proposal. And he was saying, this is a vote against the border security. This is a vote against border security. And I think Trump even said, like, this is a pro-crime vote. No. What were there, like 11 senators, Republican senators, that voted against it? I'm not even taking a side on this because I just don't know that much about it. But it's absolutely possible for people like Toomey, very conservative, to say yes to border security, but no to the procedure. We are going to limit the executive branch. This is Congress's purview. You shouldn't go to Congress, ask for something, have them say no, and declare an emergency. whether you agree with that or not, don't lie to the American people and say you're voting for a crime, you're against border security. No, just be fair, you pieces of crap. God, I'm so sick of people like that.
It's crazy. It's like everything's an ultimatum.
Right.
You're on my side or you're a white supremacist. You're on my side or you're against securing the border. It's like, I can be against what you are doing and not be what you say I am.
Yes.
But it's a really easy way to manipulate people and to divide people by being like, well, they said if you blah, blah, blah. Most people don't do the extra mental step of like, wait, no, you're wrong.
Well, they take it and they spin it. They spin it to their side. Whatever the person is saying, it's like, don't even worry about the positive part that they said. I'm going to spin it, so I'm going to make it negative. Even though it's positive, it's now negative.
Tell you what else. I'm to the point now that I'm interested in politics. I want to know. It's important. But I'm to the point that I don't want to listen to any more spokespeople. I don't care what Kellyanne Conway has to say because she is a paid liar. I don't care what anyone spokesperson on the left has to say. You are a paid liar. I'm a lawyer. I understand what it means to go out there and put forward your case. I understand that many lawyers represent people who they know are guilty, but they go out there and put forward the best defense. But come on. Come on. When you can take something so blatantly wrong and just straight face it and go on all the shows and be like, oh, no. Not only is it not wrong, it's genius. And it's not just Kellyanne Conway. It's all of them.
Both sides.
All
Absolutely.
Of them. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyone who makes an appearance in a Sunday show, I don't even need to hear you. Because you're not going to be honest. You're not going to be fair. Left, right, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm just to the point now. I have lots of friends who have stopped watching the news. I'm not down with that, but I don't know if I'll watch Sunday shows anymore. You don't get any real information. The best thing that you have is on Meet the Press and on Fox News Sunday when they have the group. You get Karl Rove fighting against Juan Williams. Maybe you're going to get some real information. Maybe you're going to get some real opinion. But when it's like, so-and-so is here to talk about this so-and-so, you're not going to get anything. Nothing real, nothing usable. It's all so filtered and so spun that it's not even worthwhile.
Well, you don't even really, you could spin the tape backwards to a week earlier and you're going to get the same exact response. You don't really even have to hear it. And print it out and here it is. And then if you need any more information, go to the source. But you're right. They're spewing the information. And the guys that host those shows go, really?
And
really?
Look, no one else's marriage is my concern. But how the hell is Kellyanne Conway and her husband still married?
Yeah.
That's got to be, unless they're just laughing about it.
I'm sure I bet they are. I mean, honestly.
Like they're both making money.
They're
both famous.
Because her whole thing is like, I was getting the kids ready for school. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah,
I think this is part of their little thing. Mm. Trump's tweet, my goodness. George Conway, often referred to as Mr. Kellyanne Conway by those who know him, is very jealous of his wife's success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted.
Yes.
This might take the cake so far. I barely know him, but just take a look. A stone cold loser and husband from hell. You're talking about your employee's spouse.
Yeah, that's got to be a fun
stone cold loser in all caps. Christmas. Husband from hell.
Christmas party's got to be a lot of fun.
Did you see his response, Conway's?
No.
You period, R period, nuts period. That was his response.
Well, Trump's not necessarily proving his narcissist case wrong whenever he tweets like this. Like, dude, what are you doing? How is this of any importance? You're running our country right now.
We're going to have Chris Arps on at 5.
Yeah.
And with a very specific question. I was so mad this morning. You know that Kilmeade is my pal. If I could have just gotten to him, how dare you? And the next time he's on, you watch, mark my words, I will ask him this on the air. How can you have Donna Brazile on your show? How dare you have Donna? I know she's on Fox. I know you got to carry water. It is disgusting to me. I've lost so much respect for Fox, lost a little respect for Brian.
But in his defense, He didn't get to pick her. He was told to put her on. Guaranteed. His producer, whoever went and said, she's got to be on
producers.
Your show.
Producers.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Who listens to producers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.